AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A court complaint says two men who brought explosives to a protest outside New York's mayoral mansion said they were inspired by the Islamic State group. Amir Balata and Ibrahim Kayumi are being held without bail after their arraignment on charges that include attempting to provide material support to a terrorist organization and using a weapon of mass destruction. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says Balata made spontaneous statements without being questioned.
He said, "This isn't a religion that just stands when people talk about the blessed name of the prophet. We take action, we take action." As well as, "If I didn't do it, someone else will come and do it."
He was later questioned by officers.
He also told investigators that he had hoped to carry out an attack even bigger than the Boston Marathon bombing, which he noted resulted in only 3 deaths.
The suspects are from Pennsylvania. Stocks have rebounded slightly. Oil prices are higher. It's all connected to the war with Iran. The U.S. and Israel continue to pound Iran. The AP's Sam Mednick is at a spot in Israel targeted by Iran.
What they've said is that at least one person has been killed. Several others have been critically injured. And authorities said that this was caused by a cluster munition. That is a smaller bomblet, although it's not small at all, that comes from the larger bomb. It can cause widespread damage and destruction.
Sources tell the AP an intelligence assessment completed shortly before the start of the war determined military intervention in Iran is unlikely to result in regime change. The White House says it fired an NTSB board member, Todd Inman, for serious misconduct, drinking on the job, harassing staff, misusing government resources, and skipping many meetings. Inman says the claims are false. Jalen Smith, one of the so-called fixers in a sprawling betting scheme to cash in on big bets on rigged college basketball games, has pleaded guilty. This is AP News. A cable TV show about JFK Jr. spurns a pop-up look-alike contest in New York City.
Not all look the part exactly, but they try to dress it, with winner Julian DeVincentis wearing workout gear, sunglasses, a backwards baseball cap, rollerblades, and probably most importantly, showing off some chest hair.
I honestly didn't think I was going to win, though. I thought I was going to come in second or third, maybe. I feel like there was going to be one guy that just had to look down. But there was only a few guys doing it, so I didn't even beat that many guys out.
The Manhattan resident, who says he's single, was chosen by the loudest applause from the crowd.
You know, very humbled to be compared to such a legend.
DeVincentis walked away with a novelty check for $250, a t-shirt, and bragging rights. Julie Walker, New York.
Duke is number one in the AP Men's College Basketball poll for a record 150th time. Arizona stays at number two. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.